When I was a young man and decided that I was going to be a comedian, I knew that show business was not located in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I decided to go to New York City. I went there for 2 weeks and every night went to the Improvisation and saw many, many, many comedians. Of all those comedians, the one that stands out in my mind is Jay Leno. Jay Leno looks much the same now as he did then. He was somewhat thinner, he had longer hair, and he wore little granny glasses I thought was very off-putting. His speech pattern was distinctly Boston, which separated him from the pack. And I remember a couple of his routines. He did one about Elvis, the busboy in a movie, and he'd flip off his little busboy uniform and have on a $1 million gold suit, and an orchestra would appear out of nowhere. And this was a huge routine. I mean, the people just would eat this up. He did the whole thing with a guitar. The audience just loved it. And I watched him night after night after night, and I must say, of all the comedians, he's the one that had the best batting average. At that time, I wanted to talk to the comedians, and I remember one night Leno was at the bar, and he seemed very congenial, like the kind of guy you could walk up to and say hello to. However, I just didn't do it for whatever reason. Now, if we fast forward a few years, it's around 1986, I believe, in Los Angeles, in a place called Stocks 2 in Buena Park. They had comedy there 3 nights out of the week, and Jay Leno was appearing there. At the same time, they were doing some comedy contest that was being held one night, and they were doing the comedy contest first, and then Jay was going to do his act. I happened to win that night, and Jay Leno came over, shook my hand. He said, "I want to introduce myself. I'm Jay Leno. I want to tell you, you did a wonderful job. That was real nice stuff you did up there." And I remember he was smoking a pipe. And I said, "Well, Mr. Leno, thank you very much. That's very complimentary." I said, "You're going on. Aren't you going to get ready?" He goes, "Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready right now. I just ended on the pipe. I'm ready to go. Don't worry about me. I just wanted to let you know you were very funny." So that's the kind of guy he was. He took some time out. There must have been 15 comedians on that night. And he was a very gracious gentleman. Let me tell you something about Jay Leno. Jay Leno has motorcycles and cars that you know about. But let me tell you of a situation I was at one night at the Comedy Store, which was stunning. I was working as a doorman at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard one night. And the comedian on stage, his name was Lee Aronson. We had a full house. Jay Leno took his motorcycle and came up the back steps of the Comedy Store right into the main room, gunning his engines. And everybody's like, "Whoa, what's going on? What's going on?" He gunned right into the main room. People started laughing and applauding, and the comedian on stage, Lee Aronson, just stood there, and Jay Leno looked at him and he said, "You have to ad-lib now, you have to ad-lib now," which of course got a huge laugh. It shows that Leno has this wonderful craziness about him, which every good comedian must have.